Via remote, I'm Joe Palca.
The crowd is using munitions against us. They have bear spray in the crowd. Bear spray in the crowd.
Dramatic audio taken from the video yesterday presented to the United States Senate in the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump, attempting to prosecute the former president for inciting the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. The prosecution, made up of Democratic members of the House of Representatives, showed graphic, previously undisclosed videos of the mayhem to the senators serving as jurors in the case on Wednesday. Prosecutors will have another day to make their case today, getting underway just about an hour from right now. China struck a mostly positive note after Joe Biden held his first call as president with Xi Jinping, according to a readout of the call from the state broadcaster CCTV. A White House statement said Biden raised concerns about Beijing's coercive and unfair economic practices. President Biden also pressed Xi on Hong Kong human rights abuses against Uyghur and ethnic minorities in the western Xinjiang province and its actions toward Taiwan. A close aide to Myanmar's ousted de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, has been detained, the latest move in the military junta's tightening grip on power as nationwide protests against the overthrow of the civilian government entered its sixth consecutive day on Thursday. The aide, identified by Reuters as Kyaw Tin Swe, was one of a handful of members of Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party. President Joe Biden yesterday.
Day. I again call on the Burmese military to immediately release the democratic political leaders and activists, and they're now detained, including Aung San Suu Kyi.
This is VOA News. Russia said Thursday it would respond in kind if the EU imposes sanctions on Moscow over the jailing of opposition leader Alexei Navalny and a crackdown on protests by his supporters. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell earlier this week said he would propose the bloc impose new sanctions on Russia as he blasted the imprisonment of Navalny and the crackdown. Navalny supporters have called on the EU to sanction the money men they accuse of protecting Putin's wealth and financing his regime. The EU's ties with Russia have been tense since Moscow seized the Crimean Peninsula in 2014 and fueled the war in eastern Ukraine. Meanwhile, the European Commission on Wednesday pledged to provide assistance to Ukraine in their fight against COVID-19.
As part of the COVAX program, Ukraine will receive 117,000 doses of Pfizer vaccines in February and 2.2 to 3.7 million doses of AstraZeneca vaccines during the first half of the year.
European Commission Executive Vice President Valdis Dombrovskis, who also pledged 190 million euros to help the country with COVID-19-related struggles. In addition, the Commission is helping Poland sell 2 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine to Ukraine on the proviso that it does not make a profit. A leader of the Polish women's strike, the movement that has led mass nationwide protests against a near-total abortion ban in Poland, has been charged with criminal felonies. Marta Lampart told the Associated Press today that she was formally read the charges at the district prosecutor's office in Warsaw on Wednesday. The charges include insulting public officials and causing an epidemiological threat for organizing protests during the coronavirus pandemic. Under Polish law, a person can face from 6 months to 8 years of imprisonment for causing an epidemiological threat. A British scientist says the coronavirus variant, first discovered in that country late last year, has swept the country and will sweep the world in all probability. Sharon Peacock, the head of the COVID-19 Genomics UK Consortium, made the prediction Wednesday during an interview with the BBC. The more transmissible strain was first detected in the southern British county of Kent back in September and has since been identified in more than 50 countries, including the United States. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Powell.
This is Africa News Tonight on the Voice of America.